T-Mobile.
N4ZLK. My name is Shane.
Ken Pollard, I think I've been a little bit of a dip here. I'm up, this is Ken. I'm up here in the mountains up near Brevard.
ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. And you did sound a little better on that trip. Name is Shane.
Lima, Kilo, Shane. Good evening, man. Ain't doing all right?
I'm headed to work. I've got about 3 more minutes before I pull in the parking lot. Just wanted to say hello and let you know you were getting out. And what was your name? Is your call KN4SSG Golf or T as in Tom?
It's G as in Golf, and the name is Ken, K-E-N.
Very good. Nice to meet you. Nice to make your acquaintance. Do you live up that way?
Yeah, I do. I live up on a mountain that's probably the second ridge over from Caesar's Head, so I'm pretty close to the repeater, but I've got some really deep dips in this mountain road up here, which is about 5 miles of dirt.
I live down the mountain from you. I'm down below Caesar's Head, just due east of Table Rock.
Are you near that campground down there that's near Ashbury Hills?
Near at all.
In fact, I'm going over there this weekend, either Saturday or Sunday. A friend wants me to look at a house he's thinking about buying. It's near some pond. That's about all I know.
I'm around there. I live just up from the winery. I don't know if you're familiar with that. About 500 yards past the winery, the entrance to the road that I take.
I don't even know there's a winery out that way.
So that, you probably come down 276 and turn onto Table Rock Road. I think that's what it is. If you follow it, it turns into South Saluda, and there's a winery, Victoria Vineyards. And it comes out at Highway 11 besides Aunt Sue's there.
I went the river up through there to the reservoir, and I don't think I went any further than that.
They're half a mile or so up the hill from the reservoir. I live up there on the left, back in a couple little streets.
Yeah, repeater at Mount Mitchell from where you are.
Can.
Figured you'd be blocked by that Caesar's Head Ridge.
Let me back that up. Sorry, I was thinking of Sassafras. In my car, I don't have an antenna on the house. If I did, I know I would be able to. In my truck, sitting in the driveway, I can barely pull it up. Driving around there, I can't. Where I am at the moment in Greenville, I can obviously hit it, but my mistake, I realized which one you were talking about. But yeah, I can barely pull it up. Can't get it on a handheld at home. And I'd like to get a nice antenna up, either in the attic or up on, you know, pretty good. I could hit it then, but I got what you're saying now. N4ZLK.
This is G. Well, yeah, if you had an antenna and had it up good and high, you know, it's amazing what a difference it makes. I'm up on top of a mountain. I could hit just about anything from my house. But I have some, you know, when it comes to 2 meter, you know, you can go a lot of places as long as you got repeaters. But, you know, I just recently got into HF and just now starting to play around with some other bands and stuff. So I've noticed that 20 meters is pretty dead right now.
We moved a couple years ago. I just haven't set up my base stations yet. Anyway, so I spend a lot of time in the vehicles, so that's where I spend most of my time on the radio. Anyway, Ken, I'm in the parking lot, and I need to go ahead and go on in. Good to meet you. I hope to talk to you again. And we're almost practically neighbors just over the ridge there. Have a good evening. KN4SSG from N4ZLK 73.
KN4SSG, enjoyed talking to you. 73, and I'll catch you soon. KN4SSG clear.